We're talking to 50 Cent for everybody out there.
Now, what's going on with the camera on people? It kind of died down. Is it you're not doing any more records yet? Or?
Well, I feel like I have to be smart enough not to continue even with someone who isn't intelligent enough to know when they've lost.
Okay.
You know, when you got someone that says, I body Jay-Z, Nas, and 50, and you know, and we got off of the fact that we got on the Lloyd Banks and Jim Jones sales, which are very similar. You know what I mean? They both sold similar amounts of records. And we got off that onto, you know, to both Banks and Jimmy, and excuse the fact that I sold 9.8 million records and he did 200,000 his last album.
Now, 50, this is Michael Sean. I just want, it sounds like you're almost getting tired of everybody on G-Unit leaning on you so heavy that they're expecting them to get their own record sales by you. And you're just saying, if you don't produce on your second album, are you saying you guys are on your own? After the second album, you guys do you, because I'm tired of being the one making the sales for everybody.
It's not tired. It's almost, it's a natural progression. Like, in their own right, they're starting to want to be their own thing. Like, if you listen to Angie Martinez's show when Young Buck was on there, he made references to him being his own man and his own decisions to try and make friends with people who that I have issues with. You know what I mean? And I hold him in the same space that I hold Game in that light.
Wow.
See, because if you stand next to somebody, right, and you know this, Envy, too. You're from the environment.
Mm-hmm.
If I got issues with somebody and we down with each other, you got issues with them.
Right.
Or you put yourself in an area where they're on the gate and your antennas don't go up when they come around and you become a victim.
Right.
Now, since then, Game has released the record and dissed him again.
Right.
Yeah, he did.
Body Bag record that was just released recently.
You see what I'm saying? So that right there just shows you what happens when you, if you didn't initiate something, if you didn't give a person a reason to begin with to create the issue, like everybody was listening when Cam initiated his situation.
Right.
Why would I loan myself to resolving it on whatever level? What you do is you just stop and let it die because there ain't no real energy around it. I'm the energy around it. When I speak about it or when I start writing about it is when it starts getting exciting.
Right. Well, we're talking to 50 Cent. 50, can you hold on for one sec?
All right.
It's 8:35. It's Miss Jones in the morning. We'll be back with 50 Cent. Good morning.
So we're back with 50 Cent. So 50,
yes.
You said that because Young Buck made it so that he wanted to try and, I guess, make up with or make amends with those that you had issues with or that had issues with you. Where does that put your relationship with Young Buck? Is he aware that you don't appreciate him for doing that?
Well, yeah, sure he is. You know what I mean? But in every case, it doesn't change me for like me and Buck got beef. It just, he's in the same space. He's in the same boat. From having the same actions put you in the same place.
So does that mean that we can expect to not hear you on Young Buck stuff or not the same amount of personal support?
Well, all of them. You should expect me to not hear me on any of this stuff.
That being?
Lloyd Banks?
You should expect them to be creating their own projects and their own careers at this point.
So basically,
you know, I've made sacrifices like when I did the Out of Control remakes. I did the Out of Control remakes to set up Mobb Deep.
Right.
I could have been doing Trick It in My Car at that time. I could have been doing I Build You Up, 50 Cent, Jamie Foxx.
Wow.
I could have continued to sell The Massacre at that point. But I cut the album off in order to create new energy and buzz to set up the Mobb Deep project.
Right.
When I put out the Get Rich or Die Trying soundtrack, I could have been doing I Whoop Your Head Boy when I was doing Best Friend with Olivia.
Right.
You see what I mean? So I made sacrifices for 50 Cent on a creative and in order to help set them up. Because I said, you're good if you can make a hit record, and you're great if you can make a hit record that sets up the next project that comes out and sells.
But you got to get something out of that, too. Like, you just can't. At some point, it's got to be regenerated. That energy of selling and heat got to regenerate. And if it's not, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like,
shoot,
when they put the pressure, I'll put pressure on myself. So, like, if I had to bet everything that I have on me, I'm comfortable with that because all I got is the creative. And everything that I have came from me being dead right with the music.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I say, nah, I'll do it again right now. Like, I feel like this new album, if it's not better than Get Rich or Die Trying, because music marks time and it'll be difficult for you to match something that was perfect for the timing that Get Rich came out.
Right.
So if this album isn't Better Than Give It to Die Trying is definitely better than The Massacre.
50, what do you think about the state of hip-hop? Do you think that it's gone downhill, and with it being harder to sell records and with, like, the taste of music changing, do you give hip-hop a time span?
I think hip-hop as we know it now is going to change over the next 4 years. Definitely, we're going to lose retail.
So what does that mean artistically? What will the...
It means that the record sales won't be a reflection of how much interest we're generating.
Because
the kids are downloading the music, opposed to, like, you'll see a Robin Thicke project jump up in sales because it's an older demographic of people who are actually purchasing the CD. So they're still conditioned to go buy a CD.
Right, as opposed to getting on a computer and downloading.
Right.
So the younger generation, the artists that they love, like you and
from Jay-Z.
It's not going to hurt us touring at all. Because they're going to actually have the music, love it, and then come out to see you perform live. But it'll hurt the actual record sales. So a record company is to stop spending as much marketing dollars on each one of the projects, but we'll have to outsource and do what Jay-Z did on his last marketing campaign, like getting Budweiser and other companies to come in with them to provide marketing dollars.
To balance it out, what you may not get on the other end.
Right.
As far as retailing. And then we have to hope that the violence doesn't... get too out of hand, because then the venues, the big arenas, aren't going to want to take that type of risk.
Also, the actual companies won't provide the marketing dollars. You know, Budweiser, certain companies, they ain't going to...
want to be affiliated with ghetto foolishness.
Right.
Oh, so that kind of, it might be for the better, because then maybe attitudes of artists will be in check.
I mean, it may change some of the music, but I mean, it may censor some of them.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They may not be as quick to bust their guns.
Right.
And you said something. Okay, go ahead, Envy.
Now, 50, I want to ask you about Sha Money, he was the president of G-Unit. Is he still the president or vice president?
Or no, he's no longer the president of G-Unit Records. But me and Sha sat together, and we made the decision that to help us grow in other areas. Because I'm not doing as much as I would be doing for each individual artist on G-Unit, we needed him because he's the more experienced person out of our circle, not just on the actual creative level, but in the corporate end. So we needed him to go ahead and be able to, I said, go get them a Hurricane. Let them all get their own shoes. Let them all do their own clothing companies.
Right.
But 615, Cashville Records, like, if it was up to me and Game was around, he would, like, his record company would exist. Like, I don't have any problem with them actually growing from that space. It's just people... You can help people be the best artist that they can be by assisting them on some levels, because he's a great rapper, he's just not a good songwriter.
Right.
This is why when One Blood is, when the hook is built in, he can make a good song.
Right.
But when they don't got no hook there, he does Strip Club. And it's a great rendition of 50 Cent that just ain't the right one.